Blogging Alone, Daily Audio Browse, February 1st, 2005.
Hello, everybody. Podcasting with Stephen Delaney.
Good afternoon. This is Blogging Alone, Daily Audio Browse from Austin, Texas. Today we've got a few little sounds, a little snippet that came down from the blog Mania guys. I still don't quite think they understand the fact that it's the point it automatically downloads in the background.
I bet you downloaded this, didn't you? One of your aggregators went out and found it, brought it down to your hard drive. My voice is taking up your disk space, whether you like it or not.
Although I think that makes a pretty cool little intro. Mike's Manic Minute, back from vacation, and reports from the Cheese Festival at Scobie's 40th.
On the blog, I had the pleasure of helping Robert Scoble celebrate his 40th birthday party at what was indeed the cheesiest birthday party ever. Guests were encouraged to bring a hunk of cheese to the party, and it was amazing the number of different forms, textures, and tastes that arrived. I had the opportunity to meet many people whose blogs I read, and some podcasters I listen to, and many people who don't do either. I even had my tarot cards read by Holly Soot while sitting on Robert Scoble's infamous red couch. Happy 40th, dude, and many more.
Okay, that sounds like fun. I couldn't figure out the links that kept on talking about cheese contests, how to pick a cheese. I could never figure that. The sound of the day. I guess the voice of the day list too, or the verse is Matthew, sound of the day. Okay, that's that. I put on my weblog some new links to MP3s from some five notable podcasts. One is David Weinberger from his stand up philosophy routine.
So we had 100 numbers. 88 of them are, of the integers, are given to Christian topics. Jews get 296. Muslims and religions derived from Islam get 297. That's it. And the Buddhists, they're to the right of the decimal point.
Okay, that was Web Crib. He goes on. He has a three-part topic, and the way he weaves it together is pretty fascinating. It's a really good speech. He next goes into taxonomies. That's what he's talking about, Dewey Decimal and taxonomies. And the new rage, what people are calling folksonomies, where people are using tags to folks making tags, making taxonomies in Flickr and the other website. I can't remember the name right now, but I'm going to let him talk to you about it.
So along comes tagging. And tagging, it's been around forever, of course, but it's become famous and popular because a couple of sites in particular have put it to good use. And the first one is Delicious.
I did go to Delicious and follow his advice. If you, in Flickr in particular, you type in Iraq and check out the picture. So there's a kind of a raging argument. I don't think I'd ever take the time to tag, but I do see a social benefit in the self-organization piece of this. So it's something fun to watch. And possibly I need to figure out a way to support it in our two products from Social Dynamics. We need to support in FM Radio and Smart Manila.
These sites give us selfish reasons to tag. Right? So I tag it Delicious in order to organize my own stuff. And out of this magically comes a social benefit. And you can get it as an RSS feed. So you can go into your aggregator, and subscribe to that tag. So every day you can see what new pages have been unearthed by the wisdom of the web.
I recommend that you listen to Dave's full MP3. There's a link to it from Blogging Alone. There's four others. I selected Dave Weiner's coffee notes when he was talking to the NPR studio in Boston. The Daily Source Code with Adam Curry. MTV Chronicles. I thought that was a really good show. Gilmore Gang last Friday still is up there in the top five for me. This is my personal top five. And Mark Cuban's speech at Web 2.0. There's a lot of nuggets in there about the future of digital information consumption, stuff like that. Next up, the second podcast from Blogging at the Dales. It's been a week or so, but Steve Simmons gets together and talks about his time creating the second podcast. What kind of stress it was, but also he's got some interesting comments and thoughts in his closing remarks about Dancing with Diana.
Diana the ballet, a ballet about the life of Princess Diana. And it was like, I sat there and I went, why? Will you just leave it alone? Enough. Move on. Do, who cares? You know, in, it's past. Do we have to have all the Diana memorabilia? Do we have to have the constant picture features in the magazines? Do we have to have the constant reminders? Do we have to have the programs raking it over? Do we have to have Diana the Ballet? Oh, please. Anyway, that's my rant.
Well, that's some heavy stuff. Anyway, thanks, Steve. We appreciate your second podcast. If you'd like to find Blogging the Whales, here's his information.
As I said before, if you want to get in touch with me or leave any comments, you can find my blog at SRS11. That's the number 11. Oh, dear. Wind. You can find my blog at srs11.blogspot.com. And you can leave any comments or email me from there. Anyway, thanks for listening.
To find Blogging Alone, go to Google, type in Dirty Dishes, and look for Blogging Alone. Okay, that'll do. It's the show for Blogging Alone Daily Audio Browse, February 1st, 2005. If you'd like to send us a comment, send to Stephen, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, Steve at Dulaney.net.
Hello, you are listening to
Directed Evening Commute.
DULANEY.net. Steve at Dulaney.net.